to defend the right to protest. Amy Sage to USC candidate for Henry and Brent reward. Bristol City Council. The police, crime, sentencing and courts bill is currently paused on its route through Parliament. If enacted, it would severely undermine the right to protest. It is a clear attempt by the Tories to quash movements that are very likely to erupt over the coming months in reaction to their disastrous response to the COVID pandemic and its economic consequences. The Tory government fully intends for us to pay for the COVID crisis, with further austerity, job losses and misery on the horizon. But we must not allow this to happen. We must be able to strike and protest on a mass scale, in order to make it clear that the working class will not pay for this crisis in the same way we did the last one. The police bill would severely undermine our ability to do this. That is why the Socialist Party, including candidates for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, standing in the Bristol City Council and mayoral elections, oppose the bill, and have attended the Kill the Bill protests. Tom Baldwin, TUSC candidate for Bristol Mayor, is the only one of the 9 candidates to put forward this position. Current Mayor, Labour's Marvin Rees, while claiming to oppose the bill, simply condemned the protesters, and, even after evidence clearly showed that the police violently attacked protesters, failed to call for the police to be held accountable for their actions. It is blatantly clear that the big political parties are both unwilling and incapable of standing up for the working class and our most fundamental democratic rights. TUSC candidates are the only ones willing to take the fight to the streets, our workplaces and our communities, in order to defend our rights. Vote for TUSC on the 6th of May.